The last surviving Medal of Honor recipient for heroic actions on Pearl Harbor Day, Lieutenant John Finn, died this past week at the age of 100. Of all the World War II veterans, less than 10% are still alive this Memorial Day, and with more passing away each day, the efforts of a veterans support group in Indiana have grown more urgent. The group organizes flights to Washington, D.C., so these servicemen and women can visit their war memorial. Earlier this month, Daniel Robison of member station WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana, went along with some World War II vets as they traveled to the nation's capital 65 years after returning home from war.
Like this. Very.
The Greatest Generation is perhaps airport security's greatest challenge. Artificial knees, hips, and pacemakers are setting off these metal-detecting wands. It's 6 in the morning, and Donald Cooter of Spencer, Indiana, stands ready to board the 737 that'll take him to Washington, D.C. for the first time.
It's going to bring back a lot of memories. People I served with, and some of the lost their lives, and a lot of emotions for me. I see some with wheelchairs, but, we can sleep tomorrow.
Cooter will spend the day, along with nearly 100 other vets from the region, visiting sites many have only seen on postcards until now.
You know, there was the ticker tape parades that we all saw on TV and the newsreels. You know, that was only for a few. Most of these guys didn't get that kind of welcome. And they're going to experience something today that's a welcome that they have never experienced before.
That's Mike Pate, who helped raise the $65,000 needed to cover the vets' travel costs. But flight organizer John Tilford says the economy has hurt donations, resulting in some vets missing out on their chance to go.
I have absolutely no pending or standby World War II veterans now. Most of these guys passed away already. And of those remaining alive, a lot of them can't travel. If you don't think about it pretty soon, it's going to be too late.
Good to see you. Welcome to Washington.
As soon as the vets step off the plane, a crowd forms and showers them with cheers and salutes. This happens more than a few times during the day. But the fanfare is short-lived, as a 91-year-old vet collapses in the middle of Reagan National Airport. While a vet died during the group's previous flight, this former infantryman spends the day in the hospital as the rest of the group loads onto buses headed to their memorial. Veteran Ralph Cohen of Kansas City approaches a fountain with Battles of the Pacific Theater etched in concrete.
When I look at Okinawa, I know my cousin died on Okinawa, so it's emotional. I didn't think it was much of a big deal before I came. Just the memory of, I can't say very much more.
Some cry at the memorial, some tell jokes, and others simply get their picture taken and climb back on the tour bus. When the memorial was completed in 2004, a majority of World War II vets had already died. And during the trip, many of these vets, who range in age from 80 to 95 years old, say they wish it had been built sooner. University of Evansville history professor and war memorials researcher James McLeod says the monument was designed to play many roles and wasn't necessarily built for the ever-disappearing World War II veteran.
It reflects in many ways the American public attitude to World War II, which was pretty much always divorced from reality. That's a memorial that talks about, you know, the big words of war, about patriotism, about nation, honor and glory, in ways that maybe make the folks who send people to war happy, but do they really make the people that go to war feel good about it? I'm not so sure.
Trip organizer John Tilford says for some vets, this trip could be their last, and most are thankful to have made it. Barring a dramatic change in fundraising, coupled with enough healthy veterans to make another trip, it could be the last flight this group organizes. As the plane lands in Indiana, a bagpipe band joins a flag-waving crowd of hundreds on the tarmac. For many, it's the kind of welcome they didn't receive after the war. One of the first off the plane is the 91-year-old infantryman who collapsed at the airport in Washington. Against doctors' advice, he flew back, determined, he said, not to be the first soldier these vets left behind. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Robison in Bloomington, Indiana. Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.